Hello, I'm Jack Arendt, the Director of International Student Ministries, and I've been at the church for about 30 years, and I've been on staff for nearly 4 years. Today we'll be looking at our reading from chapters 26 through 30 of Deuteronomy. This passage gives instructions for God's people to observe as they settle into the Promised Land to ensure God's blessing, and also some stern warnings of the awful curses that will come upon those who reject the Lord's commands. Chapter 26 begins with a reminder that the good things we have acquired are all from God. They are to put some of the first crops, or first fruits, into a basket and present it to the Lord as a tangible expression of a grateful heart. They are to remember that He is the giver of all we have. This kind of expression brings rejoicing. There's something about physical expression of an offering that connects us in worship and praise. Notice this. They're to present the basket and bow down. Sometimes when I feel disconnected from the Lord, the best thing I can do is connect my body to worship in some physical expression, like bowing or kneeling, lifting my hands, laying face down, or even crying aloud to the Lord. Our action helps our minds to focus and our hearts to open. The rest of chapter 26 deals with the tithe. The idea of setting aside a portion of what God has given us is an important act of worship that demonstrates our real desire for God and His kingdom. That old cliche, "put your money where your mouth is," really nails it down pretty well. You can tell a person's real priorities by looking at their checkbook. It's good to set aside a portion for the Lord. You'll notice that they were instructed not to touch the portion that belonged to God. They were to take it out of their income before anything else. There's a great application here for us. When we determine to give, set it aside. Put it in an envelope or deposit it in a separate account used only for giving. We've got to be very intentional when it comes to this. After all, we're promised a blessing if we tithe. In Malachi chapter 3:10, it says this, "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven to pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it." I know it's true. God's blessing still rain down on those who put Him first. Your money shows where your heart is. In our day, just as then, our money is a life test of who is first, God or myself. Keeping God first, walking in His ways, brings blessing. What about rejecting His commands and turning away from Him? Well, chapters 28 and 29 show the graphic consequences. What makes the blessing so good is that the curses are so bad. The nightmare of curses listed in these chapters include disease, drought, defeat, destruction, mental torment, failure, loss, family ruin, pain, suffering, alienation, starvation, and even the extreme of cannibalism, terror, dread, despair, slavery. A dark picture of what turning away from God does to mankind. In Israel's case, as with us, it all starts with the worship of other gods. I used to think idolatry was a problem in ancient times for Israel, but not so much for our day. Then one day I heard this quote from John Calvin, "Our hearts are idol-making factories." We're designed for worship. It will be God or something else. When it is God, the all-wise King of love and goodness is in charge. Turning to other gods opens the lid to the garbage can of curses. That's why I must continually remember my covenant with God. Communion is a reminder we have today of the new covenant Christ made to us when He took our curse. Jesus said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." 1 Corinthians 11:25 and 26. The final passage for today is about restoration and hope. Returning to the Lord, heart and soul, restores his blessing once again. There are two options: life and prosperity, or death and destruction. Life: love the Lord, walk in his ways. Death: turn from God, worship other things. Moses, God's spokesman, says this: "This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, that so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to you, your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Later on, Paul the Apostle writes this: "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Colossians 3, verses 2 through 4. Christ is your life. Choose him. Love him. This is Jack Aaron reminding you to let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.